Hello, are you a returning patient?
That's what you hear when you arrive at Arbor's Wellness Medical Marijuana Dispensary on East Liberty in Ann Arbor.
Oh, hi, welcome. How are you? Sure, do you have your Michigan medical card?
With its spa-like atmosphere, patients must have a medical marijuana card given to them by a licensed doctor and be registered with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Program before purchasing anything from the wide variety of medical marijuana options they provide. Manager Alex Moroz describes some of the different flavored marijuana buds they have available for patients.
So one of our most popular strains is the Purple OG. And the Purple OG has a really pungent smell, a very strong aroma. Another one of our popular strains specifically for flavor would be our Strawberry Banana. It definitely has.
On the west side of Ann Arbor is the People's Choice Alternative Medicine Marijuana Dispensary. Manager Michael Olcheski walks me through the service floor at the dispensary and opens a jar from one of several shelves stocked with an assortment of marijuana flower buds. This one called Pineapple Shortcake.
As it has a name, Pineapple Shortcake, it's going to actually have a kind of a sweet pineapple smell. It's got a really, really, all the marijuana has an earthy smell to it, but you can probably smell it, I can tell. I'm a little desensitized, so people who aren't around it really can notice the differences, honestly. This is a marijuana bud. This is probably about a 4-gram marijuana bud. This is the raw form of the medicine. So this is what all of the medicine is made from, basically. There is some other, you know, stems and stalks that people use, but most all the medicine comes from the marijuana bud.
In a back room at Arbor's Wellness, manager Sam uses a food processor to make the marijuana buds smaller to fit in a form to be used in a pre-roll format for sale to patients.
So right here, I've dumped it into a colander, and I do that because then I'm going to sift it, and that gets rid of any of the larger leaves or the stems. Nobody wants to smoke that. It doesn't taste good.
Medical marijuana is not just for smoking, though. It comes in many forms. Michael Olcheski explains they have a wide assortment of medical marijuana candies at the People's Choice Dispensary.
You can see all the fudge we have, peanut butter here. We've even got stuff like cotton candy. We have pot rocks, which are like pop rocks, but they're actually infused with cannabis as well. So some of that stuff's kind of fun for people. We make it fun for people because a lot of these people are having a really, really hard time, and why not enjoy life while you're going through this experience?
You can even put it on popcorn. At all the dispensaries I visited, owners and managers took the business of medical marijuana very seriously. Jamie Lowell is one of the owners of Third Coast Compassion Center in Ypsilanti. He calls cannabis medicine and refers to his customers as patients and says he believes medical marijuana is a holistic practice.
Marijuana is an herbal remedy. It's in the herbal pharmacopoeia, and it's plant medicine, as many herbs are. And I would assume that many who are familiar with essential oils and that process are probably open to cannabis, if not using it.
Chronic pain is the most common complaint heard in the medical marijuana community. Cards are typically granted to people with cancer, glaucoma, hepatitis, or Crohn's disease, among other problems. The owner of the People's Choice Dispensary in Ann Arbor, Daryl Mines, says people owe it to themselves to research the benefits of medical marijuana.
If you are finding that you have a negative opinion, why is that? Is it what you were told since you were a kid? Or is it because you truly have found the evidence to back up your opinion?
He says the country of Israel has become an international leader in cannabis research for medical purposes. And just in case you're wondering, there was no sampling when making my visits to the medical marijuana dispensaries, and I was told unless the medicine was heated or ingested by me, which it wasn't, I would not feel any effects. Perhaps you're among the 2.5% of Washtenaw County residents who have a medical marijuana card or never realized what was going on inside when you passed a dispensary hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.